All right. Is that tempo okay? I wasn't sure if I was a little too fast or not. Okay.
And what's the name of the last tune?
It's called the last tune. It's called The Last Night's Fun.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
It was really rolling along. Fun to play, but a little faster than I'm keeping up.
Okay. Well, I'll try and play a little bit back a little bit. Hi, Susan. How are you? Good to see you. Glad you can make it. Vashon is represented. Hey, Bill Connor, how are you, bud? All right, who else we got? Stephen, Robin. Did I miss anybody else? John? I don't know. A lot of blacked out. To all the people that are blacked out, hello. How's that? All right. Let me see. Get rid of those.
Just came on. Hiya, John. Hi, all.
There you go, Bill. You found it. You found the mute button.
Yeah, really.
All right. Let's play a couple of jigs. Oh, where's the jigs? I didn't take out the jigs. Oh, I forgot to pull out my jigs. Let me see. So, let's do the Catch Me Out. I'll go to my binder here, my trusty binder. There you go, Catch Me Out. And then what's the other one? Dylan's. Old Man Dylan. I'm getting there, I think. Is there another name on Old Man Dylan's that I'm not... I don't think I have it in here now. Shoot. Do I have it? No. How does Old Man Dylan's go?
It might also be called me? Mug of Brown Ale.
Oh, Mugs of Brown Ale? Okay, let me... All right, I have the Mug of Brown Ale, I'm pretty sure.
That's the Old Man Dylan.
Oh, I got it. All right. I've got to get the Catch Me Out beginning, and then I'm with you. See, I always screw up. I thought I was so organized, and I forgot to pull out the bloody jigs. I can't win for losing. That's what they said.
It's a woodworking term, isn't it, John? I forgot to pull out the jigs.
What am I? Oh, here. Sure, I just had it. Okay. There you go. And then there. 3, 4. Thank you. Is that okay? Pat Wilcox, how are you? Good to see you, Pat.
Doing well. The snow is finally melting a little.
Oh, good. Good. We got a lot of acreage there to take care of. All right. Couple of hornpipes. What do we have? What order do we have these things in? All right, let's do Dumfries and Horse Keens. How's that? I love that Horse Keen hornpipe. It's my new favorite hornpipe right now. I kind of cheat a little bit because I do it sometimes on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So I get to play three times in the same week. Thank you. Sorry about that. You wouldn't think I play it three times a week, would you? One more time, people. Finally got it. Sorry about that. There's a bit of a mess there. It's all about how you finish.
John, what was the name of that one again?
That's called The Horse Keens.
Thank you.
Written by Jimmy Keen from Chicago. It's a great tune. But the second part just really throws me off.
I've put the transcription for both of those tunes in the chat if anybody wants them.
Awesome. All right. So,
Michael, I was just going to write to you and ask if you had that. Thanks. It's a nice tune.
All right, let's do the slip jig. So we'll do the... How we do the White Mountain and Redikins. And I've been asked to do this before, and I keep forgetting to do this. So let's do that set, and then let's go back to reels. And for those people who have music and stuff, you'll be able to get that music ready. So we'll do the slip jigs now, the White Mountain and Redikins Mother. And then we'll do, let's do the Sally Guns, the Sligo Maid, and the Flogging. There you go. That's three great reels right there. So, I got this from the Banks of the Shannon recording that Paddy O'Brien and Seamus Connolly did. I'm pretty sure that's where I got it. the state I'm in, I'm never 100% sure of anything anymore, but I'm pretty sure that that's where I got it. So, and then Redikins Mother. I think I just picked that up playing at sessions, various different sessions, and maybe a good part of it from Brian Conway, maybe, you know, because Brian plays that a lot. So, all right, so here we go. ¶¶ Lovely turns. All right.
John, you said the second one was Riddickin's mother. Is that what you called it?
That's what I got it from. I got it from the session. So the session might not be right. You know, they have different names. I'm trying to write down, actually, any tune that I find that has two different names. I'm trying to write down both names.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian calls it that too, Riddickin's mother.
Okay, good. Well, he would know. Brian's very good at that stuff, much better at it than I am.
Well, especially with Riddickin tunes, right?
What was that?
Especially with Riddickin tunes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, he definitely would know. All right, let's play a couple of polkas, why not? I'm going to do the reels first. Yeah, because I forgot I announced those already. So let's do the reels, and then again, I'll go ahead and let's do the Ford's Polka and Dennis Murphy's. How's that? Next, after the reels. We're going to motor along. We might play every bloody tune on the list tonight.
Which reels?
We're going to do sorry, Karen. For those latecomers, we're going to do the Sally Gardens, the Sligo Maid, and the Flogging.
Ah.
How are you, Karen? Good to see you. Glad you can make it. All right, is anybody I haven't said hello to yet? There's probably a bunch I haven't said hello
to. When you come into Vashon, Karen.
Great, how are you?
Oh, sorry.
There you go. No, she's here.
Make me some days of sunshine and I'll come up.
You know what? I was thinking we could week to week look at the weather report and see what's looking like. And when it gets nice and looks like it's going to get a little warmer, you know?
Oh, heaven. I've been doing that week to week.
Yeah.
I'm looking, believe me. I'm going to get John organized.
Hi, John and Janice, Sharon Ichick.
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Susan.
Okay, back to work.
All right, back to work. And then... Okay. Up. I was supposed to play the reels. Jan distracted me. It's all Jan's fault. Sorry to everybody that got their reels, the reel music together. So let's do the reel. I'm sorry. I got to concentrate a little bit better here today. The Sally Gardens, and I just told you, Karen, that, didn't I? Sally Gardens, the Sligo Maid, and the Flogging. Thank you. Oh, lovely tunes, aren't they? You can't beat the old tunes, I think. That's the thing. Maybe it's my age. I don't know. Maybe it's my generation, but I love the old tunes. So give me a second here.
John, I think no matter how many times Sally Gardens gets played, I always love it. It's just, there's something about that tune that just is lovely. Yeah,
that's why these tunes have been around so long, you know? They're just such great.
One of the best tunes ever. It's just some tunes are universal, like Cash, Sally Gardens. Some, you know, they're not complex, but they're fabulous.
What? Right. I agree.
Those tunes, since I first started doing sessions, and I never get tired of them.
Good. Amy and Paul, how are you? I finally see you now. And Randy, how are you? Who am I? Eleanor, how you doing? Good to see you. Linda, Susie, I think I said hello to you already, did I? Dee, I didn't say hello to you yet, did I? How are you? All right. I think I got everybody else, didn't I? John, I think I got you. Good to see you. Well, thanks for being here, everybody. Kind of, it seems like we have a little core group of people between 74 and 77. So if that keeps up, then that's fine. I'm happy with that. And then we'll end up getting rid of that $50 a month fee. But like everything, I bet you the minute I take it off, we'll get over 100 people. That's right. I mean, it's the... All right, so let's do the polkas again. Well, the first one again. Forge into Dennis Murphy's, right? So you already know which one.
Thank you.
So that's a busy little hornpipe there, that Dennis Murphy's polka. I mean, polka. Very busy little polka, that. All right, so let's do some more hornpipes. Let me get to the hornpipes. And I was thinking off to California and the Rights of Man. Everybody knows those tunes, I think. So... All right, so let me see what happened there. There you go. You are the screens keep moving around, and it kind of confuses the devil of me out of me, right? So Deirdre, you're there, but you've gone to my third screen instead of my first screen. I was looking at you, and then all of a sudden you disappear. Is it? She couldn't have left already. I can't be that bad. She left already. All right. All right, we'll change. And then the Rights of Man. Okay.
Thank you.
You guys are doing great. Anyway, all those that are on the front of my page, anyway. I can't attest for everybody else. Can't see you.
John, we're kind of at halftime here. I've put the information about the next master session in the chat, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. I was getting ready to do that. I was just checking out, seeing if I missed anybody here. Sam, did I say hello to you yet? Tim Murphy, how are you, brother? Good to see you. Carmel, I don't know if I said hello to you. Kathy, did I say hello to you yet? How you guys doing? Sarah, good to see you. All right, so, you know, obviously you guys are paying attention because you hear all the time, but we're going to have Marie Nguini and her daughter Nia on Saturday for a master session. We're up to 22 people so far. Last Saturday, we had 94 people. We're a little bit off of that target right now, which I'm kind of surprised. I post this to 45 different groups. So it takes me well over an hour to do it because I have to cut and paste stuff. So I think I reached over 100,000 people yesterday. So that gives you an idea of how many people you have to reach in order to get 20. It's pretty shameful, really, when you think about it. And you guys, I'm not saying that for you guys because you guys are tremendously supportive. I know. I know a lot of you come on Wednesday and Saturday. And that's certainly appreciated. And I know it's not easy to give up your time. And there's so much stuff out there. So I understand that. But come on, Marie Nguini. I mean, you know, she's historic.
John, would you be able to save time by just putting it on your own page and then sharing it to all the other groups? Then you don't have to copy and paste it. I don't know.
I do, but I want to. So what happens? The way it works, well, you know, I'm not tech savvy. So what happens is Lisa does a really lovely post, and so she puts it on the Wheel and Master session page. But you know, because I know everybody, I want to put a little personal note on there. And so I put a personal note on there, and so I have to copy and paste that, and then I put that on my wall, and then I copy and paste all of that to go when I go to everybody else's page. But sometimes things get screwed up because if you have more than one thing, I learned. So if you're posting more than one link, I found out that if depending on which link you want to show on the post, you just exit out. I learned that the hard way because the first time I was like copying and pasting links and all kinds of stuff. It was crazy, but that's an easier way to do it. So, but anyway, yeah. So if again, like I say every week, if you can't make it, if you can at least share it, you know, get. I'm surprised more organizations don't, you know, email people, you know, with this kind of stuff. It's not like, you know, I mean that. Everybody knows what an incredible lineup we've had since the beginning, you know, all these amazing.
I have to say, John, last week's Saturday session was amazing.
I want to say it was amazing, John. Last Saturday was the best ever. You couldn't get it better. It was fabulous.
It was. And is it $20 for both the performers? I mean, you get two for 20 or is it?
It's $20 to get the link. That's basically what it is. And it's supposed to be $20 per person.
That's what we do.
I know you do. I know some people do that and some people don't. But, you know, technically it should be $20 per person. But they were very happy. They got a really nice little check in. You know, I pay them right away from PayPal because you guys send in the money and I send it out to them that night. And so they can buy plenty of diapers and stuff, you know, for the babies. So I feel really good about it, you know, supporting these artists. I mean, you know, I've said this before. If you think about this, you know, people think, oh, you know, Marie, Alton's been traveling for 25 years, 30 years, whatever it is. Oh, they're fine, you know. But the amount of money that they lose by not touring, you know, and they tour a lot more than I do. So I know between Europe and the USA and Britain, Ireland, I mean, it's a a boatload of money. If you're touring for 6 months of the year, I mean, and that you're paying the whole band. So it's not just the individual that's losing out, the whole band is losing out. So it's a considerable amount of money that everybody's losing. And nobody, look, none of us can afford to lose, you know, probably 85, 90% of our income. And in some cases, 100%, right? I mean, it's like pulling teeth, you know. You guys have been great to me personally, and I can't thank you enough, a lot of you. And you know who you are, so I really appreciate it. I don't know how I would survive without your contribution, to be honest with you. Poor Jan gets enough stress as it is, you know. You know, if I'm a union carpenter, I go out and work in the union, I can make a lot of money, but, you know, I can't work either now because of my hands. So I've got a double jeopardy, unfortunately, you know. If I go out and work, I won't be able to play. So I have to make that decision. And the decision is I want to play. And I hope you guys agree with that decision. So, because I swear to God, I really wouldn't be able to play if I worked with my hands every day. 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours a day. I couldn't do it. My hand's swollen up as it is. So I don't know if it's hard to see it, but, you know. Anyway, enough of that. So, Saturday, if you can pass the word around, get the word out there. Mairead and I have known each other for a very, very long time. And not unlike the relationship I have with Anton McGowan. So, I don't want to say too much because if you come Saturday, then we can talk about it then and you'll get the lowdown on that. So, all right. Anything else, Michael, I'm supposed to mention? Don't forget, Michael is doing all this stuff too. And Michael does all this stuff voluntarily and the recordings and all that stuff. He's even hosting the recordings. And I can't thank him enough for the effort. That he does, it puts in. So without him and Lisa, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, you're most welcome. I do want to just mention that. So these recordings of the session for like last week's session, I've put this in the chat a couple times already. We put the recording up like on Thursday morning, and then it'll be up until the next Thursday morning. So if you want to get last week's recording, you can grab it until tomorrow morning, and then this week's recording will be up for the next week. So it's just the same site every week. At the top will be the next set list and the next recording. So best to just bookmark that site and check it like Thursday or Friday after the session. You can get the recording.
All right. Thank you. All right. So what we just did the horn parts, right? So we just did Off to California and the Rights of Man. So let's go back to the reels, I guess. And let's do the, we'll probably get through all of them, so I don't think it really matters.
We're both in the heather tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking for my, here it is. What did you say?
Maybe we could do the Rose and the Heather jig tonight.
Yeah, well, why don't we do it? Well, let's do it now. I've got Rose and the Heather and Tom Billy. So, of course, now I have to look for it because I was dumb enough not to. You probably can't hear it, but Jan is playing it for me in the other room. I still have to get the music, honey, because I'll forget like 2 seconds into the tune, so that's my problem. Tom Billy's. Sorry, folks. Oh, you know what? How come I don't think I have Tom Billy's either. Huh? I know the tune. You stay in here and you can help me.
Okay.
That's the first one, right?
Yep. And then the second.
What's the first one again? Okay. Here we go. Thank you. There you go. That wasn't so bad. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, well, I only messed up part of it.
All right. So, let's do the Skylark and the Peeler's Jacket. And I'm thinking, I don't know why. Oh, I guess I know what I did right now. Okay. So, what did I say? Oh, the Skylark and the Peeler's Jacket. Okay. So, Richard, I saw your request for the Shannon Bell, so we'll do that next week. But, Richard, if you could send me an email just to remind me, because you see how my memory is, I'll probably forget. And that goes for anybody else. If you have a request, just send me an email. I'll be happy to do it if I know it. And as you can see, sometimes I even try it if I don't know it. we can do Shannon Bells next week because we've done that before. Okay, so the Skylark into the Peeler's Jacket. Thank you. There you have it. Lovely tune. Great tune. I used to play these tunes all the time. So, what was I going to say? I'm not sure what I was going to say. There's a lot of chat going on here, so.
Want some tea?
Huh?
Tea?
I'd love a cup of tea. Thank you. What was the tune after? The tune after Catch Me Up was Old Man Dylan. All right, so I just wanted to quickly go over this calendar aspect of things before we get too far into everything. So I think I have the sessions going through. We actually have. Let me see. We will have a session if you want it on St. Patrick's Day. So I don't know if you guys want to do that or not. Technically, I have a gig, but it's going to be pre-recorded. So
I was wondering how you were going to do that. I saw you had a schedule conflict. So yeah, okay, that's funny.
Well, we're doing Sober St. Patrick's, which is the 10th anniversary of Sober St. Patrick's on St. Patrick's Day. But it goes out early in the day. So although actually it might be the same time. Yeah, we usually do it. Actually, we usually do it like 4 o'clock New York time. So if I do it, hang on a second. If I do it 4 o'clock here, yeah, we'll be competing. No, that's 7 o'clock in New York time, right? So that'll be ending. Okay, good. Please let me know. I don't know how to do this. So a show of hands, maybe. Yeah. So let me go through the page. Keep your hands up if you want it.
Okay, there's a lot of. We love you, and we'd love to spend St. Patty's Day with you.
But a lot of blacked out people, so I can't see their hands. But I'm hoping. I think I have enough. You know, I think we have enough people to make it happen. So, so I guess the question is, do I book another 6 weeks? So we only I only have another three booked so far. So ending on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah, you should book them.
Yes.
Please.
Don't quit.
Please.
Okay. If like I said, even if we get 35 people, if we had 35 people, I'd be happy to do it. I think if we started getting less than that, then I'd feel like I'd given up the fight, you know. But for you guys, I'm going to continue. I'll continue to fight onward, and we'll keep doing this. And you know, please, you know, you help me if you pass me comments. You know, I've got some lovely comments from people, supportive comments, and I know you guys support it because you wouldn't be here otherwise. But you know, don't be afraid to put in tune requests. We can either do them, we can't. I mean, but you know, I don't know unless you put in a request. So you know, feel free to do that. Email me, and I'll do my best. Yeah, I may not get to everybody or everything every week, but if we get to enough, as long as we have enough tunes for the session, that's what's important, right? So let's go back to let's do a fig for a kiss, the slip jigs, and I like these. Fig for a Kiss and The Kid on the Mountain. We have plenty of time for these long tunes. Such great tunes, aren't they? Kid on the Mountain has been one of my favorite tunes forever. So anyway, I'll try not to do them too fast. Thank you. I'm surprised they didn't put any slow tunes on here. I was thinking maybe we'll play a slow tune, slower, like an O'Carolan. It's not on the list, but what do you think? Think we should do that?
Carolan, yes.
Want to do Fanny Power or something like that, or we could do Lord Inchiquin.
Lord Inchiquin, I was gonna say.
Fanny Power's always good.
Lord Inchiquin.
I've done that one in a while.
That's good too.
Both of them.
Do both of them? Okay.
Do both of them.
All right. All right, give me a second here. All right, so. So I think we'll do that second. So let's do. We'll do Lord Inchiquin first, okay? And then we'll do Fanny Power.
Thank you.
Great tunes. Great tunes.
I love those different little runs you did in Fanny Power. That was Fanny Power second, wasn't it?
Yeah, Fanny Power was second, yeah.
Oh, you put a couple of little extra bits in there. I thought, oh, those are good.
Well, you know, when you're playing along with somebody and they're playing the melody, then you can do that little run, and that's why I put it in there, just to give you a chance to do some little variation. So the important thing to remember about these slow tunes is being patient. You have to really be patient and not rush. It's very easy to make these tunes go faster. So as an example, if I'm doing that little run, I have to wait for that. Okay, I mean, I could fill that in, but if somebody's playing the melody, it's just nice to have that little space, right? But you've got to take your time. You can't be rushing that stuff, you know? And it's great. I think it's great. I mean, I can make the notes swell or make them softer with the bellows, but you can do that with the fiddles, you know? It gets hard when you're playing banjos and that kind of stuff. You have less chance of doing stuff like that. And of course, whistles and flutes and pipes. You put the nyeh in there in the pipes, Alina. It sounds brilliant, you know? And just, there's nothing better than getting the nyeh on the pipes, let me tell you. That's the way I look at it. So, all right. So let's go back to hornpipes, I think, because we've got a lot of hornpipes on the list that we haven't done yet. So, well, we got two, I guess. Right, a little bit less than I thought. So we can do, what order do I have them in with my list? All right, so the Brown Coffin and the Wonder. And we're not doing the B-flat version.
Wasn't that first one Factory Smoke?
The Factory Smoke or the Brown Coffin. Yeah.
It's the Brown Coffin also?
Yeah. So some people call it the Factory Smoke, but then Martin Hayes recorded it and called it the Brown Coffin.
And I know it as When the Tide Comes In.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's tell it with all the smoke at the... All the smoke, the Brown Coffin's going to come in with the tide, I think. I got to be a little bit quicker on that humor there. So anyway, so I'll change my cup. The Wonder. What a great tune, huh?
John, do you ever play the Brown Coffin in the key that starts on E?
I haven't, but I think I actually have it written out in both keys. It's usually played in B flat.
Is that what I'm? That might be what I'm playing it in. I don't know. I just know it starts on E. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up, Judy. I'm not really sure, but I know that Martin Hayes recorded it in B flat, but I think it's also written in D, which is what you might be thinking of. This is in the key of G, what we just played. There are tunes that can be played in.
Mine has a lot of weird accidentals, so I don't think it's D.
So it's got to be. It's got to be B flat, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay. I'll figure it out. I was just.
B flat is not a great key on this box, but it's B flat is a beautiful key to play, though.
It's not on the concertina either. It's hard.
Right. I think that's why a lot of tunes have been transposed to make it easier to play for certain instruments, but you know. That's what makes people like Patti Fahey such great writers, you know, to play write these tunes in, you know, A minors and G minors and these different B flats and different keys like that. So, all right, let's go back to more reels. Let's see what we got here. So we got the Chicago reel, Toss the Feathers, and Julia Delaney. Speaking of keys, what do you want to do the Belts of Tipperary and the Cool Fodder. I think the Belts of Tipperary and Cool Fodder is what Jan wants. And she's making dinner, so I've got to... I'm sorry, folks. I've got to take care of my health. I could be in for a rough night if I don't... Big, big session tune. And then the is that it, right? Yeah. Okay.
Is that the right key?
Huh?
Is that the right key for the Cofada?
Yeah. Starts on the B.
G.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, so Belts of Tipperary.
Thank you.
forgot I had the Speed to Plow, I think, with that set. So let's do, got a couple more minutes, so let's do that Speed to Plow.
What's the second one there, John?
The second one was called the Cool Fodder.
Cool Fodder, thank you.
Yeah. Another Redican tune.
Yeah, C-U-L-F-A, F-A-D-A, F-A-D-D, F-A-D-D-A. And
the first one was Bells of Tipperary.
The Bells of Tipperary.
Or also called the New Policeman.
Yeah, I've always known it to be called the Bells of Tipperary.
But what does he know?
Yeah, what do I know? all right, so let's finish with Speed to Plow. All right, thanks so much everybody for being here and keep spreading the word. And obviously the more people we have, the more exciting it can be. Don't forget to email me with suggestions, ideas, tune lists, whatever. And I just want to mention the fact that I think it's April 10th. Don't hold me to that date. I think it's April 10th. Well, let me look at the calendar real quick. April 10th. We're going to do something different with our master sessions. So hopefully some of you guys will be interested in it. We'll see what happens. I don't know. So we're going to have Wendy McIsaac and from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And we're going to have Alistair White from Scotland on the fiddle. So we're going to have Nova Scotia and Scotland. And, of course, Alistair plays a lot of Irish tunes as well. So, and he's married to Anna Colleton, the Boron player. So she'll be joining Alistair with the Boron. So I'm kind of excited about that little foray into the other kind of Celtic genres of music. What was that, Bill?
What was the date again, John?
April 10th.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Sorry, John. I just had my mic open, I guess.
Oh, no problem. Sorry. Now, I try to get through this. I get this mixed up with another tune. So, anyway, so we'll give it our best shot. Thanks very much, everybody. See you. If I don't see you Saturday, I'll see you next Wednesday. And I'm going to sign up another 4 or 6 weeks, and we'll see what happens. Thank you. you go. So, thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Really appreciate it. And